Baker extracted payback for Patrick maligning his reputation. His detectives reported finding large quantities of salt sent to Richmond with a permit from the provost marshal. Baker also accused Patrick of shipping to the north plunder taken from the Fredericksburg battle. Patrick dismissed the charges as a smear, and they did not stick. His allies in Washington knew he was incorruptible and had fought pillaging. Another case Baker assembled against Patrick, however, proved embarrassing. His detectives arrested James L. Green, whom Patrick had given passes to take his family from Falmouth to New York. Baker had evidence that Green was a rebel officer and spy. His men discovered the Falmouth man trying to ship contraband goods and confiscated not only the passes Patrick had signed, but also an unusually chummy letter he had written to Green's wife. Patrick, who seemed enamored with the woman, claimed he never found evidence that her husband was working for the South, but some of Patrick's headquarters colleagues considered Green a dangerous agent. An Army Judge Advocate General officer who investigated the case reported to Stanton the evidence was strong that Green was in fact a spy. Patrick was naive in issuing him the passes, the JAG officer concluded, and he had acted improperly in fraternizing with Green's wife. The commander of Sharp's old brigade wanted him back leading the 120th Regiment. A month earlier, Sharp would have been amenable to it. But by the second week of March, he had become totally consumed with spying and had made too much progress with his young bureau to give it up. Sharp, who wrote his uncle that he had become one of the hardest working men in the Army, even ventured out on his own scouting mission. On March 13th, he rode to the Rappahannock to personally reconnoiter fords that Union columns could use to cross the river at points where there was little Confederate resistance.